So it's this. I saw a beautiful idea brought down by the Bi'an Rebbe. So the Bi'an Rebbe says it's interesting that if you look in rabbinic writings, this Shabbos has an interesting identity. This Shabbos is called Shabbos Achar Shavuos. Now you'll say to yourself, Shkoyach, right? I know it's a Shabbos after Shavuos. So I will say, you'll notice, so what he writes is that in the Sfarim and in other places, the Shabbos Dafka has this identity of Shabbos after Shavuos, meaning the Shabbos after Sukkot is not called in the Sfarim Shabbos after Sukkot or Shabbos after Chanukah, but rather this Shabbos is Dafka called Shabbos after Shavuos. So the Rambam says, so what's the pshat? Why is it called Shabbos after Shavuos? And he gives Shabbos after Shavuos, and he gives a beautiful insight. He says that under normal circumstances, what the Gemara brings down, that when the Oli Regal came to Yerushalayim, Rambam Sechazimah brings this down, that one of the beautiful things that the Kohanim used to do is that they would call out Klal Yisrael, they would say, Re'uchi baschem lefnei hamakom. They would try to show Klal Yisrael how beloved we were in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one of the ways in which they showed the general populace how beloved we were in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was through the Lechem upon him. That one of the great miracles that happened in the Beis HaMikdash is Kisiluko Kach Siduro. I should say Kisiduro Kach Siluko. The same way that the Lechem upon him was put on the Shulchan is the same way the Lechem upon him, the Shulchan, was taken off the Shulchan. Namely what? It was put on the Shulchan piping hot, and amazingly enough, a week later, it was taken off the Shulchan piping hot as well. And this was one of the displays that the Kohanim used to show the Oli Regel about how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us and cares for us. That even just taking care of the Kohanim are representatives of the people. And here you saw through the Lechem upon him how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved us and cared for us by allowing the Kohanim to have the beautiful, delicious, hot Lechem upon him. So says the Bi'an Rebbe something amazing. So this happened over the course of every other Regel. Why? Because by definition, I remember one more piece of information. When was the Lechem upon him ultimately removed from the Shulchan? On Shabbos. So over the course of Sukkot and over the course of Pesach, there was always an opportunity for the Ole Regal to be able to see this. Why? Because Sukkot and Pesach, by definition, always have a Shabbos. So the Ole Regal were always in Yerushalayim, ultimately for a Shabbos. Who says there was something amazing? There's one Regel that doesn't necessarily have a Shabbos, and that's, of course, Shavuos. And therefore, the Rebbe writes that it's written in the Svarim that the minhag of the Oli Regel was to remain in Yerushalayim for the Shabbos after Shavuos as well. You came back 2 days early. To remain in Yerushalayim ultimately for the Shabbos after Shavuos as well, to be able to see the beautiful chiba, the beautiful love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the beautiful miracle of Lechem upon him. And I was thinking about this, that really we have to take this Yisor in the Shabbos. That what's the Shabbos? This is not just any Shabbos. This is the Shabbos ultimately again, Shabbos after Shavuos. This is the Shabbos when we would have, and Amir Hashem, we once again will remain in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, after the Regal, after the Chag, simply in order to be able to see the beautiful miracle of Lechem upon him. We'll say, what's the idea of Lechem upon him? The idea of Lechem upon him, again, is an idea of hischatshus, is an idea of warmth, is an idea of freshness. And perhaps, again, we have to take this message with us into this Shabbos. We just had a beautiful Shavuos. You know, it feels like a long time ago, but it was just a couple of days ago. And over that course of Shavuos, you know, Soloveitchik points out that there's a whole discussion whether or not one should stand up for the Aseres HaDibros. So there are many poskim that bring down that one should not stand up for the Aseres HaDibros, because standing up for the Aseres HaDibros makes it look like that the Aseres HaDibros is more choshev than the rest of Torah. And it's not true. It's not true. The Aseres HaDibros are no more important. Every single part of the Torah is choshev. Every single part of the Torah is the same. So, but the Rav says, the minhag is we stand up for the Aseres HaDibros. Why? Because I'm not giving chashivas, more chashivas, one part of the Torah than the next. Rather, what I'm doing is I'm recreating Sinaitic revelation. And the same way that we stood up by Matan Torah, we're standing up again now as well to be Makabal Torah upon ourselves. We'll say one of the most important things in Kabbalah Satorah is Bechol Yom Yubeinecha Kichadoshim. Every single day it has to be something new. Every single day it has to be something fresh. Every single day, there has to be something exciting. That was part of the message of the Lechem Aponim. The Lechem Aponim, why did the Kohanim need the bread to be hot? Why can't they just, who cares? I would take Lechem Aponim, I would give anything to be a Kohen. And I would give anything to eat the Lechem Aponim. I don't care if it's cold, I don't care if it's hot, I don't care if it's stale, I don't care if it's break your teeth. To be able to eat Lechem Aponim, ein zechus gedol mizo. So what's the pshat? Why did it have to be fresh? Because we'll say the Lechem Aponim was part of the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. And what makes Avoda beautiful is when it's hot, is when it's fresh, is when it's passionate, is when it's exciting. Yes, you could discharge your obligations even if it's stale, cold, and old. But that's not the job of a Jew. The Avoda of a Jew is, that Lechem Aponim was just as fresh when you took it off a week later as when it came out of the oven. Because that's the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to give the Kohanim, and by extension, ultimately, Klal Yisrael. Re'uchi basim lefnei ha'makom. Out of all the things the Kohanim could have showcased in the Beis HaMikdash, why the Lechem Aponim? Because the Lechem Aponim represents a freshness and an excitement ultimately in our Avodas Hashem. People say that's what we have to strive for, to keep it exciting. How do we keep our Yiddishkeit exciting? People say there are a number of ways. One of the ways we have to do it is we have to be focused. You know, one of the big problems we have is that we're never really focused on any spiritual matter. Let's be honest. You know, we live in a day and age where we are glued to this. We're glued to this. Mamish, I'm more connected to this than my wife. Mamish, we share things together that I don't share with anyone else. Mamish, like this is my Azer Kenegdo. So you know what? By the way, no one here is that important that for an hour in the morning when you learn, you can't have your, you need to look at your phone. I'm not saying you have to have it on, but you don't need to be on it. And if you are that important that you need to be answering emails and doing stuff, then I give you a tour from Shir. I give you, if you are that necessary, if you are that important, that Mamish, the world needs you between 5:45 and 6:45, you have a p'tor from Shir, you have a p'tor from Tzila B'tzibor, you could do whatever you need to do. You have my blessing, I'll give it to you on right, and I'll even laminate the letter for you, so you can have it there. But the problem is, we wonder why we're not inspired, but we're also not engaged. We're not engaged. The idea is, we have to make sure that when we're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're really serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, if I'm learning, again, to shut it off, we all have families, we have stuff we have to be in. So I'm not saying we're on level to shut it off. But Lamaisa, again, at least to remain focused. Davening, remain focused. Whatever I'm doing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, keep focus. And when there's focus, that's where there is chashus. Where there's focus, that's where there's passion. You know why the Kohanim ultimately go ahead and have Lechem upon him? We have to stop. We know why Kohanim ultimately have Lechem upon him. That remains fresh. Because you know what the interesting part is? And this is going to be a big challenge. A big challenge for the Kohanim. What's the big challenge? You know what invalidates Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash? You know what invalidates Avodah? If your mind is not on the Avodah. Isn't that amazing? If your mind is not on the Avodah, it invalidates the Avodah. Credible Yisod, what does that mean? It means that passion, that excitement comes from singular focus. When I'm rooted in the task at hand, when I'm rooted in the mitzvah at hand, that's what creates a sense of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Bi'an Rebbe therefore teaches us, that's the Avodah of the Shabbos, Rabbi Osei. We have to take the passion and the Hischatshus of Shavuos, and we have to bring it with us into the Shabbos, and by extension, into the weeks ahead. This would have been the Shabbos where we would have stood on the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohen Gadol would have brought out the Lechem upon him, and would have said, look, it's piping hot. Re'uchi basim lefnei ha'makom. See how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. And you know what our job is? To reciprocate that love. To reciprocate that love with passion. To reciprocate that love with focus. To ultimately ensure that whatever we do in our Avodas Hashem, we do so with an excitement. We do so with a passion. And the way to ultimately achieve that passion and to achieve that sense of Hischatshus, constant renewal, is to allow ourselves to always be devoted to whatever spiritual matter is at hand. All right, this comes from here.
It's the Bi'an
Rebbe. Where's it from? So the current Bi'an Rebbe